Guide me, O thou great Jehovah, pilgrim to this barren land. I am weak, but thou art mighty. Hold me with thy power, bread of heaven, bread of heaven. Feed me now and evermore. Feed me now and evermore. Good morning, my brothers and sisters. Today is April 18th, year 2024, and this is our daily devotion. The book we are using is called The Hope on Heaven, written by the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Pastor E.A. Adeboye. Today's topic is your day. The topic for today's daily devotion is your day. Our memory verse is taken from Psalm 90, verse 6. Psalm 90, verse 6. In the morning, it flourisheth and groweth up. In the evening, it is cut down and withered. Let's do it one more time. In the morning, it was flourishing and growth up. In the evening, it is cut down and withered. Psalm 90, verse 6. In the morning, it flourishes and groweth up. In the evening, it is cut down and withered. Our Bible reading this morning is from Genesis 1, 1 to 5. Bible reading is from Genesis 1, verse 1 to 5. And I'll be reading the NLT. In the beginning, God created the heavens and earth. The earth was formless and empty, and darkness covered the deep waters. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the surface of the water. Then God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. And God saw that the light was good. Then he separated the light from darkness. God called the light day and the darkness night. And everything passed, and morning came, making the first day. That's the end of the Bible reading. The topic again is your day. In Genesis 1, 1 to 5, God called the light day and darkness night. The combination of both gave us the first day. When you dig deeper, you will discover that a day is broken into three parts: morning, afternoon, and evening. In Psalm 55, verse 17, David said, "Evening and morning and at noon will I pray and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice." Day is God's unit of measure, the time of man on earth. Psalm 90, verse 12 says, "Teach us to number our days, that we may apply our heart to wisdom." Proverbs 10, 27 tells us that although God can lengthen a fellow's day, he can also shorten them. According to the memory verse for today, the morning is the time for growing up and is the time for joy. When you are growing up as a child, you have no responsibility. When children wake up in the morning, they want breakfast to be on the table, and how you get there is none of their business. Listen to a child laugh, and you will also begin to laugh because their laughter is right from the inside. The afternoon is when you are at work, at your peak, and the sun is at its brightest. Job 11:17 talks about age being clearer than the noon day. The noon is the peak of life. The evening is when things begin to become dim, and the sun is about to set. 1 Samuel 4:15 says that Eli was 98 years old, and his eyes waxed dim. Psalm 104, verse 23 says that man goes to his work and begin to return home in the evening. Your evening is when you begin to round off your life. It is pertinent to know which part of your day you are in so that you can act wisely and make the best out of it. However, if you don't know, you could be trying to achieve good results with the wrong method. This is why those who fear God are called wise, because even though they grow old, they have wisdom and can still do what strong people cannot. There's a time to use strength primarily, and there's a time to use less of strength and more of wisdom. There's a time to run and a time to pass the battle. You must recognize your times and season to make the best out of your life. The reflection this morning is, what part of your day on earth are you currently in? This is the end of today's daily devotion. Let somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'll see you tomorrow.